This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear how Jesus mysteriously appears to the apostles in the upper room on Easter evening. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of magnificence so he can take up the great work of building Christ's holy Catholic Church. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of studiousness so he can study the Bible every day to better know, love, and serve Jesus Christ. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at EveryCatholicMan.com. At EveryCatholicMan.com, you'll also find a daily gospel devotional for the Mass, just like this one, for every day of the liturgical year. Here's today's gospel reading. Today's gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 35 through 48. Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. As they were saying this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened, and supposed they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do questionings rise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and wondered, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are my witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in this stunning appearance to the apostles in the upper room after his resurrection. Following their mysterious encounter with Jesus on the road to Emmaus and his revelation of himself in the Eucharist, Cleopas, also called Clopas, perhaps a close relative of the Blessed Virgin Mary or Saint Joseph, and another disciple, perhaps Cleopas' wife Mary, rush 7 miles in the darkness of the night to Jerusalem to tell the remaining 11 apostles about their wondrous encounter with Christ. As Cleopas exclaims how Jesus revealed himself in the Eucharist at Emmaus, suddenly Jesus himself mysteriously appears among them in the upper room, miraculously entering despite the locked doors. We see that confirmed in John chapter 20, verses 19 and 20. The startled and frightened apostles think they are seeing a ghost, but Jesus offers peace and a rebuke, urging them to come to their senses, to look and touch his flesh and bones, his wounded hands and feet. Further reassuring the apostles, Jesus asks for food and eats a piece of broiled fish, confirming the physical reality of his resurrected body. Jesus' body, just hours ago, was severely scourged, dehydrated, starved, beaten, crucified to death, and left in a cold tomb for 3 days. Now, Jesus has a newly glorified body with strange powers to pass through solid walls while still having flesh and bones, including the evidence of his wounds and the ability to eat solid food. After the apostles adjust to his miraculous resurrected presence, Jesus turns to catechesis, revealing that Scripture is a source of evidence, moral standards, and the Christian mission. Jesus confirms that the law, which he refers to as Moses, and the prophets and the Psalms all provide prophetic evidence of his redeeming passion and resurrection. Jesus confirms that Scripture remains the standard for moral law and that men must repent from sin if they wish to be forgiven. Jesus confirms the apostles are witnesses who must preach his gospel to Jerusalem and to the whole world. Well, there's much here to lead a man to grow in awe of Jesus Christ in this account of his miraculous appearance to the apostles. Let's look at a few ways. Recall, on Good Friday, Jesus was beaten, deprived of food, water, and sleep, scourged, exhausted by carrying a several hundred pound cross, crucified, slowly died due to physical trauma and suffocation, and was stabbed in the heart. If a man today survived such torture, he would be hospitalized for weeks. Marvel that the Son of God rises only 3 days after the Passion with a vibrant, glorified body and appears to the frightened apostles as witnesses, performing multiple acts of charity. These include the spiritual works of mercy, including counseling the doubtful, instructing the ignorant, and comforting the sorrowful. Let's look at a couple of ways that a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be magnificent by helping build the Holy Catholic Church. Realize, because every faithful Catholic man will be resurrected with a glorified body, just as Jesus was resurrected with a glorified body, the mission of every Catholic man is greater than any worldly purpose, for he is called to do the magnificent work to help build the supernatural kingdom of God. Believe. Reflect upon Jesus' resurrection. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 638 through 658 and 988 through 1019. Pray. Almighty Father, help me build the virtue of magnificence, a part of fortitude, so I always remember that you desire to give me eternal life, and that you personally call me to the great and noble work of doing my part to help build your Holy Catholic Church. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Study the Bible every day to better know, love, and serve Jesus. Realize, in his first appearance to the 11 apostles after the resurrection, Jesus emphasizes the importance of knowing and understanding Scripture. Believe. Renew your commitment to study sacred Scripture. See the Catechism, paragraph 101 through 141. Pray. Jesus, divine word, help me grow in the virtue of studiousness, a part of temperance, so I can better know, love, and draw closer to you through a daily discipline of studying the Bible, particularly the Gospels, and better serve you by making you known to my family, friends, and many others. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of magnificence so you can take up that great work of building Christ's Holy Catholic Church. And second, pursue the virtue of studiousness so you can have a daily discipline to study the Bible and better know, love, and serve Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way to help draw others to Jesus Christ in his Holy Catholic Church. If you're ready to go further in your growth as a Catholic son and Catholic father, go to everycatholicman.com. There you'll find an extensive library of tools and materials to help you grow in holiness and happiness. Until next time, always remember that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.